We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now from NBC Bay Area, covers the Oakland Raiders, Scott Baer. What's going on, Scott? What's your location right now?
I'm in about Hercules, heading towards a bridge, doing something moderately legal, maybe not, in the state of California, talking to you. How's it going, Matty?
It's going well. So you're obviously headed up to Napa. Veterans report today, so they'll have the entire team there. I see you wrote 10 questions as the Raiders open training camp. Give me what you think are maybe the top two or three questions heading into this year.
You know, I mean, number one, I think, is pretty obvious, which is what are they going to do at those two inside linebacker spots where they don't have a lot of established talent or depth or experience, and that really seems to be kind of a gaping hole in the middle of their defense that they really have to get figured out. And I think the major question is your starting middle linebacker on the roster right now? And I would say that that isn't certain at this point. They have a lot of youth there, at a spot where really experience is at a premium, because that is the guy, generally speaking, who is calling your plays, who is getting your guys lined up and organized and getting that front seven ready to go. Now, they signed a guy in Perry Riley in week five last year. I don't think this team can wait till week five to get some established experience. It's a spot that they didn't address in free agency. They didn't address until the fifth round during the NFL draft, and I think it's something that before too long, they're going to have to add another body here. Even if those young guys do play well, I just think that experience is such a premium at that spot that you really have to be watching the open market for some new blood.
Let me ask you this, Scott. Obviously, today's day one of training camp. What's the weekend like for the players? Let's say classroom stuff is there? How much stuff out in the field is there? How much time during each day is this training camp occupying? Do they have free time? Just give me a sense of what a veteran player is looking at this weekend and maybe the first 3 to 5 days of camp.
They really hit the ground running early on, and it's a lot of meetings. It's all leading up to what is going to be their first padded practice, I believe, on Monday or Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. But they're getting physically ready for that. They're getting rehabbed, and they're in a ton of meetings. Now as camp wears on and guys get physically worn down, maybe it does lighten up. But yeah, I mean, the Oakland Raiders, they have some pretty epic ping pong tournaments there. So they do have some time to kick back somewhat, but it is very intense, especially early on.
The one question I've asked a lot of people, and Scott Baer from NBC Bay Area joining us, he covers the Oakland Raiders. Nobody can really tell me how much Marshawn Lynch has left, which is understandable because he didn't play last year. How much do you think he's going to talk to the media, and how much do you think he's going to be the face of this franchise in at least some way? Because we know up in Seattle he wasn't the most media-friendly player, and yet now he's in Oakland, a place that he absolutely loves. Do you think he's going to be, let's say, more receptive to the media and take a higher profile?
I don't.
Really?
And I'm actually fine with that, because it's part of his mystique and his brand, and there's going to be plenty of Marshawn Lynch content for me to write about. Now, I'm always of the opinion that I don't think it's fair for an athlete to force all of his teammates to talk about me, especially if that person does poorly, right? So if that person doesn't do well, if a closer for the A's can't close out that game and isn't standing at his locker, that really bothers me. So from a football perspective, you'd like to talk to Marshawn, but I also understand he doesn't really talk about football very much, and I'm fine with that. I do think, and I think it's already been pretty evident, that he will have a higher profile here, because he's always looking towards a way to impact or at least reach young Oakland you know, youth or fans or whatever you want to say, and show them that a guy from his neighborhood can make it out. And to the podium, what, last month, maybe 2 months back, he said as much. He said, I came out of retirement the second the Raiders were allowed to move to Las Vegas because I want to show kids from this area what a kid from their neighborhood can ultimately be. And I think he's done a lot of charitable stuff, and I think that that's all positive in terms of him being a vocal, you know, resource in terms of how the Raiders played and how he did. I don't think that's his style, and I'm kind of okay with that.
One thing we've been batting around here before you joined us, Scott, was talking a little bit about Jack Del Rio. And the one thing I want to ask you is, has Jack Del Rio ever coached a team in the NFL with the expectations this high? In other words, is this year maybe something that he hasn't experienced before in terms of what people think this team can get done?
No, he hasn't coached a team with this high expectations as a head coach. He's the defensive coordinator of some Denver Broncos teams that were expected to win Super Bowls and nothing else was good enough. So he has been in that environment, and I think that ultimately he's ready for it. I was actually listening to your first segment, and I think you posed an interesting question that is good for all sports. Just does this coach make his team better, or is it just an awesome collection of talent doing awesome things? And I think it's really easy to point to coaches who are known as schematic gurus,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Who, and it's very easy.
Reed and Belichick, et cetera, right? Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, even from a basketball perspective, the guy from the Bulls, Tom Thibodeau.
Thibodeau, who's
Minnesota.
Great defensive
mind, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So my point is that you may not lump Jack Del Rio in there with some of the, you know, brightest defensive minds ever that comes up with revolutionary schemes. But I will tell you this. If the goal of a coach is to get your players to execute at a high level and to get the most out of them, I think you look at last year as a case of Jack Del Rio, forget about changing culture, but inspiring confidence in his players to execute under pressure. This was a team that was terrible on the road and terrible in the clutch. And I think he really set a tone last year against the Saints when he went for two. And you can say that that's a ballsy move because it is, and that could have blown up in his face and everybody would have ridiculed him for putting his team in that spot. But it didn't. The Raiders executed. He got the most out of his talent there. And in my opinion, with that one single move, he inspired this team to believe that they could come back time and time again. Now, is that a way to earn your lunch money? No, because that's not always going to work out in your favor. But this was a solid fourth quarter team. They were maybe I wouldn't say a year ahead of schedule, but I think 12-4 was a very optimistic outlook for that team. And I think that he had a large part to play in getting them advanced and really getting them to play at a high level. Now, you can't point to X's and O's there, but I do think that you can point to a general rallying his troops and getting them to charge at the beach. You know, I hate to use a war metaphor, but you understand what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, sure.
To get them to do what he needs them to do to get them towards victory. I think Jack Del Rio is very good at that.
Hey, Scott, thanks a lot. That's why I like talking to you. You give us different perspective, and really appreciate it.
Thanks, Steiny.
All right, that's Scott Baer, NBC Bay Area. He covers the Oakland Raiders. And brought up some good points about Jack Del Rio. I'll tell you what, he always had the Raiders ready to play. He had them prepared. The question is, can he get them to the next level?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.